Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture.
This is Elizabeth Nunnally with Nebraska Family Alliance. 2 weeks ago, we helped submit more than 211,000 signatures to the Nebraska Secretary of State to protect fairness, safety, and equal opportunities for girls' sports during a press conference at the state capitol. This is the largest number of signatures ever submitted for a ballot measure in Nebraska history. Signatures for the Fairness for Girls ballot measure came from all 93 counties, including at least 5% of registered voters from more than 50 counties. The initiative exceeded state statutory requirements ahead of the July 2nd deadline, which requires signatures from at least 10% of registered voters statewide and 5% in at least 38 counties. This historic grassroots effort was driven by parents and grandparents, coaches, educators, students, athletes, and concerned citizens who understand the value of women's sports and believe they should remain fair and competitive on a level playing field. This announcement comes just hours after a 9-0 U.S. Supreme Court decision upholding the rights of states to designate girls' athletic teams based on biological sex. When girls are forced to compete against boys, they lose opportunities for scholarships, medals, and advancement. As a former athlete and coach, I have seen firsthand the positive impact sports can have on girls in Nebraska. Participating in sports helps young athletes develop important character traits like perseverance, hard work, confidence, and teamwork. Dignity, fair opportunity, and safety are fundamental rights of every Nebraskan, and Fairness for Girls will establish safeguards for girls' sports in the Nebraska Constitution once and for all. Election officials will now begin the process of reviewing and verifying the submitted signatures before the measure can be certified for the 2026 election. Nebraska has the opportunity in November to make history and become the first state to adopt these protections through a voter-led constitutional amendment. In the coming months, we will continue to champion this issue, working to ensure that voters understand the proposal and why female sports should be for female athletes. We are grateful to everyone who helped make this historic milestone possible. Standing for truth and protecting future generations, NFA remains committed to advancing policies that strengthen families, protect the vulnerable, and uphold the dignity and fairness of every individual.